Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Joe Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Chriselle Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to this edition of Ride with Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. Dev, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Great to be back again, Brad. Looking forward to the question.
Yeah, Dev, this is a great question. I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with. Some people, at the start of a new year, they have no issues with motivation and getting going. Other people, like me, not so much. And we had a great question in on the forums on the Coach Perry online training platform about sort of picking things up in January if you fell off the wagon in December. And that's what I wanted to chat about today. Dev, it often happens. We spoke about it before the festive season, like what to do to keep ticking over and how to keep things going. But life gets in the way, and sometimes these things do happen. If somebody's fallen off the wagon, what's the best way for them to pick up the pieces and get going again? Do they simply pick up their training program where they left off, or is there a way to sort of build up and get back to where you were as quickly as possible?
Look, there's definitely a way of getting back. I think, like you say, life happens, and it is something that is quite normal. I think first and foremost, we need to determine what we refer to by falling off the wagon. Have we done absolutely nothing over the festive season? Or is it maybe that we've missed a couple of sessions, we might have taken a week off? Because that's also going to largely determine how quickly we can get back onto the training program. From a motivation point of view, I think firstly we need to look at actually just setting ourselves a goal. So maybe setting ourselves a couple of goals as well. So something a little bit more realistic, and when I say realistic, a little bit more medium term, where we've got enough time to work towards something again. And then naturally a couple of smaller goals that we can start to measure ourselves to make sure that we are still on the right track and still keep a little bit of interest happening. So firstly, let's start by picking out a couple of races, looking at a race calendar through the year, something that might interest us, whether it's a tour or a stage race or a one-day race. Set those goals, and then hopefully that just gives a little bit of motivation. And then the next thing from there is actually just get started. So get out on the bike, do a training session, and you'll start to see that you're actually feeling a little bit better from doing that training session. And hopefully that kicks in a little bit of motivation as well, saying, right, new year, new start, let's just get the ball rolling. And from there, you'll start to find a bit of rhythm, find a bit of routine again.
Yeah, and Dev, I spoke about picking things up where you left off. That's, I guess, one of the dangers too, is trying to do too much too soon, particularly if you've taken off a longer period of time where you were hanging out on the dark side. You do need to be careful there that you don't go and overdo it and then have to take more time off because you've picked up an overuse injury or something.
Exactly that, Brad. So when you have taken a lot more time off, it just means, unfortunately, you've got to start much lower again. So I won't necessarily say you're starting from absolute scratch, but something that starts slow and slowly build your way the correct way up as well. And that's why I say if you are picking goals, make your main goal for the year or goal race, whatever it might be, make it slightly further down the line so that you have got enough time to build up to that correctly without picking up any injuries, as you mentioned. Just be a little bit more realistic and understand. Like, I think more often than not, people struggle to come to terms with the fact that I'm not where I was when I finished the year last year and I was in peak condition, and now why am I not hitting any numbers and why am I feeling so bad? You've got to understand that, unfortunately, if you fell off the wagon, that's what's going to happen. So I think start slow, make sure we build up correctly, prevent any injuries and burnout happening as well. If it was sort of a week that you might have lost in your training, I think then it's a different story. You can just step back into the training program a week back. So just start things 1 week in arrears and then slowly build up from there again. Just keeping in mind that if you've got a goal, if you have been training and your goal might be happening in the next couple of months here. So if you've got a big event coming up, just make sure that you tweak a couple of things to make sure you're still on the right track for that particular event.
Absolutely. Dev, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today here on Ride. And don't forget, if you are listening or watching this and you want to get some help with your cycling, if you're looking for training programs, we've got an unbelievably interactive online training platform. We have got tons of training programs, all dependent and across the board, across the spectrum with regards to different abilities. All you need to do is, if you want to check it out, head over to coachparry.com/cycling. That's coachparry.com/cycling. You can get all the details there. And yeah, we're back in a week again. Dev, thanks for your time, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Cheers, bro.